We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I think when we look at this pandemic and we look at it from a couple of different perspectives, the one thing I know that many people who are of strong faith have always felt would get them through tough times is the church, whatever that may be for you, the church, that higher power. But then all of a sudden we saw the directives not to gather in groups of more than 50, not to gather in groups of more than 10, not to be within so many feet of so many people. So the role of the church changed all of a sudden. And then we saw the COVID-19 virus coming into our houses of worship, inside our churches. And on Saturday, Bishop David Zubig issued a directive that our Catholic churches, the physical buildings, were going to be locked until further notice. That meant canceling funeral masses, that meant canceling weddings, and a lot of other things. Bishop Zubig joins us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hi, Lynn. It's good to be with you and with your listeners, as always, and I hope that you're doing well, and I hope that your listeners are keeping safe.
Well, I am. I'm actually doing the show from home these days because we
Lynn,
are
you
practicing.
On?
I am. Can you hear me?
I'm not getting any kind of reception.
You're not getting anything. Okay, let's try.
Hearing anything on your end, so that's why I just want to make sure that we're okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Thank you very much.
Okay, so just so that you know, Bishop, we're doing everything remotely, so there's going to be a little bit of a delay.
I lost you again.
Lost me again? Give me just a second for that delay to kick in. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Do you hear me now? Okay, so yeah, there's a little bit of a delay. So just hold on for a second, and then it'll kick in, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. So tell me about, you have shuttered all of the churches within the Pittsburgh Diocese.
Well, I have, and here's the reason. I think as most of your listeners will know that over the course of the weekend, we learned that, in six of our parishes, two parish groupings, priests had to self-quarantine because of a connection with somebody who had tested positive. And then later, as it worked out, one of the priests himself tested positive. And we were thinking about what if that were to happen. That was just something that happened at one of my meetings with my staff a week ago, and said, well, what will we do if, in fact, the whole team of priests who are serving parishes would have to be self-quarantined? And there it was. A week later, it came to be. So, my own fear is that that could happen in other parishes as well. We have 152 different parishes in the diocese. And I know that the top concern has to be the first of all, the spiritual care of our people, which we're attempting to do through live streaming of our services, of our masses, so on and so forth. But also at the same time, we have to also be concerned about the physical care of our people. And I think that when you take a look at what we as ministers in the church are trying to do, we always put ourselves out there to serve our people. But if we become a risk in the case of this virus, then I think we have to take every measure that we can to keep people safe. Now, that being said, even though this virus has affected us, has limited us, it has not limited God. And I think the way that we connect with God is certainly taking on maybe some unconventional ways publicly, especially when it comes to services. But we have to be assured that God is still remaining with us, and we've got to be able to be assured he hasn't turned his back on us. He's still there in a very powerful way, and it's important that we don't turn our backs on him as well, because we need him now more than ever.
Now, Bishop, I am guessing, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, that a lot of people kind of understand the putting the restrictions on masses. But then when it starts to extend to funerals and weddings, I'm guessing it is harder for people to grasp why that is so important, that it goes across the board.
Well, and I think you're right, you know, but I think as it happens with this virus, we have to move out of our own particular circle and see how everything that is happening these days, especially when we talk about, you know, having appropriate distances with each other, that we've got to be able to take a look and see that this is such an imminent threat to everybody that we have to take every precaution that we can to ensure as best we can the safety of every single person. Because one of the things that we know about the virus is that sometimes people can be carriers of it, not even know. You know, we've got to just try to do everything we can to make sure that we aren't carriers of that virus to other people. And given that, you know, what happens in our churches, every public setting, that's why our government officials have said, you know, that we need to stay home if we can. This is another way to say that, well, God's still here with us. We've got to be open to where he is and look for ways that we connect with him online and when we're praying with each other on the phone or whatever it is. But we've got to be able to see that this has really turned everybody's life upside down, and we need to be able to trust and also at the same time really be careful for and with each other.
Last question before I let you go, Bishop, and we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I think by having a priest, by having some of our religious leaders also having this coronavirus knock on those doors helps people understand that there's not a stigma attached, that this COVID-19 virus can knock on anyone's door.
That's right. It's no respecter of anybody. And I think that I just hope that as people really receive the stories, it's not anybody's blame, because we could all be carriers. But I just hope that people know that all of us religious leaders are trying to do the best we can to help connect our people with God and help keep people safe.
If I'm not mistaken, Bishop, when I first met you, you were pretty technologically challenged, like even with a cell phone. Does that mean your skills have gotten better?
I'm not sure about that. I don't see myself as technologically adept, but I'm trying to. I have a staff that is, and they're helping me out, and certainly our good friend Jennifer Frankowiak, who's our director of communications. She's doing an outstanding job of helping me and so many other of our pastors connect with our people.
All right. Thank you, sir. We always appreciate you spending time with us.
God bless you, and God bless you, Lynn, and all your listeners, and know that God's with you and keeping us safe.
Indeed. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.